This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141 or tryzona.com.
Welcome to another edition of Layla Weighs In here on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening to our podcast here. And you could download them all at drhoffman.com. That's drhoffman.com. That's where you go to download these podcasts, to read our articles, and to get lots more information about our services here at the Hoffman Center, and for how to make an appointment as well. So, for those of you sending questions, comments, I really appreciate it. Please continue to send me your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. So, I've got an email from Larry. Larry writes, "Dear Layla, most nutritionists always advise staying away from processed foods. But I assume that people know what these foods are. I have a pretty good idea, but would appreciate if you'd elaborate on just what kinds of foods we're talking about. For example, are cold cuts considered processed foods? Thanks for the clarification." Larry, thank you for your question. I think this is a great question because we think of processed food, and as nutritionists, we're really talking about foods that aren't terrifically great for you, foods that have been changed and preserved in some manner as to possibly mess with the nutritional integrity of it or contain other ingredients such as additives and preservatives, which may not be great. So let's classically define what is a processed food. The term processed food includes any food that's been purposely changed in some way prior to consumption. This is really the classic definition of it. And I'm taking this right out of eatright.org. So anything that's been purposely changed. Now, you can imagine that doesn't necessarily mean bad, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that all processed foods are bad. I mean, think about it. There's processed foods that fall on a spectrum from minimally to heavily processed. Here are some examples at eatright.org. Minimally processed foods such as a bag of spinach, even that bag of organic spinach, cut vegetables that have been, you know, anything that has been changed in some degree. This spinach has been cut and bagged, so this would be under the umbrella of minimally processed foods. Cut vegetables, roasted nuts are simply pre-prepped for our convenience, right? So this is a minimally processed food, and anything I just mentioned here is just fine. Foods processed at their peak to lock in nutritional quality and freshness include things like frozen fruit and vegetables, right? These have been picked and flash frozen. And you know what? Given our current environment of how food travels from across the world before it hits our grocery stores, food that has been picked at its peak and then flash frozen often have a much higher nutritional quality, nutritional value than the stuff that's been traveling in a truck for days, maybe even weeks. Think about that. Because over time, the nutritional value will diminish with exposure to the environment, especially after it's been picked. Now, ready-to-eat foods, now Larry makes an example of, are cold cuts considered processed? Yes. Because unless It's fresh meat or frozen meat with nothing else added to it since it's been butchered would not be called process, except that the butchering is also a process. Now I'm getting too classical about this meaning, and I'm sure that's not what Larry means. Anyway, but cold cuts would be a processed food because it's been aged, cured. It will have been treated, preserved, particularly with something called sodium nitrite to preserve the meat. And if it's not, if it's a nitrate-free cold cut, say, for example, Applegate Farms or something like that, this is still a processed food because it's being processed with an alternative to the sodium nitrite, which would be celery salt. But celery salt is still imparting the sodium, and the fact that it comes from celery is imparting nitrates, another way of preserving the food. So these are considered processed foods. Now, a great way I like to define processed foods when I tell a client or a patient, stay away from processed foods. What I tell them is shop around the perimeter of the grocery store. That's where you're going to find the freshest foods or the foods that have been most unadulterated. I'm talking about your fresh produce, your fresh meats, even your frozen stuff. So around the perimeter of the grocery store is where you want to go. Most of your processed foods, anything coming out of a box or a can or anything like that is going to be up and down the middle aisles. These foods obviously have been processed. So what do we really want to stay away from? You want to distinguish between foods that have been lightly processed, the bag of organic spinach, versus heavily processed, maybe that frozen spinach that comes in some kind of a sauce or a gravy, or that frozen cream spinach, which is also going to come with a host of other ingredients, possibly carrageenan, modified food starches, other preservatives besides it's being frozen. That would be a more heavily processed food. But you know, as nutritionists, when we're talking about processed foods, we're talking about staying away from your chips and your snack foods, your cookies and your cakes. These are really heavily processed foods. Example, look at the ingredient list on, you know, a package of cupcakes or Entenmann's or anything like that. The list is a mile long. These foods have been heavily adulterated in their processing. That's really what we're staying away from. Another way we use the term processed food, stay away from refined carbohydrates and sugars. Even, you know, your white rice. This is processed. That rice came with not just its endosperm, which is the carbohydrate portion of that grain of rice, but the bran, the husk, the germ, as would be found in brown rice, right? But if rice has been refined, it's a refined carbohydrate, that bran, that germ has been removed. So now we have a processed food, white rice. Anything, sugar, or added salt, okay? So, and remember that just because something is labeled organic or natural does not mean it's free of added sugars. Organic, of course, is certainly going to be better, but the word natural in the food industry does not mean anything really at all. And remember that most canned vegetables, soups, sauces have added salt. You're going to find some form of sodium, including possibly monosodium glutamate, MSG, which is problematic for a whole lot of people. A lot of people react to MSG. They'll get tired. They might have GI upset. They may get GERD. They might have other gastrointestinal symptoms, bloating, anything like that. I have a few patients who really react to MSG. They get headache, and they have a lingering headache for 2 or 3 days. And remember that processed foods are a major contributor to sodium in our diets because salt is commonly added to preserve the foods and to extend shelf life. So choosing foods labeled no salt added, low sodium, reduced sodium will at least reduce the amount of salt you're getting from these processed foods, all right? We like naturally occurring sodium. The salt shaker, if it's a good quality sea salt or Himalayan salt, Celtic sea salt is also another better form of salt. And of course, in many processed foods, especially the refined carbohydrate foods, your cookies, your candies, your pastries, you're going to find trans fat there. And even though the FDA has allowed, and you've heard me say this before, a food product to say trans fat free, they're allowed to say so as long as a serving of that food contains less than half a gram of trans fat. And that's unfortunate because I really call that lying. Again, I've made an example of this in a previous podcast. I don't know about you, but when somebody's looking to eat cookies, they're not just going for the serving size, which may be one cookie if it's rather large, or two or three cookies if they're rather small. Most people are having two or three times that amount, and they're getting at least a gram and a half of trans fat, which, in my opinion, is a gram and a half too much of trans fat. So, again, you want to distinguish between minimally processed foods and heavily processed foods. Another example of a processed food that a lot of people think are healthier is granola or a granola bar. I equate this to a candy bar because those grains there have not only been processed, they also have added sugar and other ingredients to preserve them and additives to possibly enhance their flavors. So really, that's what we're talking about. And you know what? There are more reasons to avoid processed foods. And let me touch on fast food. Did you know, talk about processed food, from the French fries to the burger, which will contain soy filler, to the bun, which will contain such a myriad of ingredients, all of these are all processed foods. Even your salad, I really wonder if they're adding any preservatives to the salads to keep them fresher longer. And I know for a fact that the walnuts you're getting in their salads, they are candied walnuts. These are equivalent to hard candies, in my opinion. And apples and things that they're giving you that are coming sliced in a little bag, these are preserved. You could taste the preservative in there. Opt for a fresh apple instead. Anyway, got this information in Reuters Health. Toxic chemicals in one-third of fast food packaging. Okay? Fast food, we know, isn't exactly known for their health benefits, but a new U.S. study suggests even the packaging may be harmful. Get this. The study found one-third of fast food packaging contained per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, PFAs, that give it stain-resistant, water-repellent, and non-stick properties. Yuck. But these fluorinated chemicals have also been linked to an increased risk of certain cancers, hormone problems, we call those gender benders, high cholesterol, obesity, and immune suppression in human and animal studies. Wow. They say our study is the most comprehensive assessment of how common fluorinated chemicals are in fast food wrappers in the U.S. and which types of wrappers are most likely to contain them. We found, says the author, says the study's lead author, we found that nearly half of paper wrappers, for instance, wrappers for sandwiches and burgers and flat bags for cookies and pastries contain these fluorinated chemicals, and that around 20% of paperboard packaging, for instance, boxes for French fries and fried foods, like those chicken nuggets and things, contain fluorinated chemicals. PFAs aren't found naturally in the environment. These man-made chemicals have been used for decades in products ranging from food wrappers to clothing, nonstick cookware, and firefighting foams. Wow. People may be exposed to PFAS from direct contact with these products through the air they breathe and the food they eat and the water they drink. We are surrounded. So for this study, scientists tested for PFAS in more than 400 samples of paper wrappers, paperboard, and drink containers from 27 fast food chains across the U.S. More than half the tests were done on food contact paper, including 138 wrappers for sandwiches or burgers, 68 wrappers for dessert or bread, and 42 wrappers for Tex-Mex foods. Overall, 46% of paper wrappers tested positive for these PFAS. This included 38% of sandwich and burger wrappers, 56% of bread and dessert wrappers, and 57% of wrappers for Tex-Mex food. Wow. Tests of 30 samples from paper cups didn't turn up any of these chemicals, but in tests of 25 other beverage containers, 16% did have PFAS. Researchers also did more extensive testing on a subset of 20 samples to see what types of PFAS were in the food packaging. Six of these samples contained a type of PFA called perfluorooctanoic acid, PFOA, or C8, it's also called. Wow, that reminds me of C4, which is an explosive, right? Oh my. So PFOAs that many U.S. manufacturers voluntarily stopped using in 2011 due to concerns about potential health risks. One limitation of the study is that researchers were unable to assess how often people came in contact with these chemicals. Still, the results show that even chemicals being phased out due to health concerns are still widely used, unfortunately. So the study reinforces the reality that these chemicals are highly persistent in the environment and may find ways into people's bodies for years after they're no longer intentionally added. The study adds concerns about chemicals that contaminate highly processed or packaged foods, potentially magnifying health effects above and beyond the effects that may result from their high fat or high sugar content. So avoiding fast food is a way to limit your exposure. The processed food, even that you're seeing on food trucks and things that are coming, or sundry items coming from convenience stands, think about those things that are individually wrapped, that Danish or something, or that granola bar, that candy bar, or a bread product that you're getting, you know, at a sundry place or a local lunch place that that you often may go to. So, serving food in wax paper instead of grease-resistant wrappers typically used in food packaging might also reduce contact with the chemicals. Hey, guess what? I already use wax paper. I use wax paper instead of plastic when I'm carrying food around. And I will often wrap something, leftover dinner, in wax paper rather than plastic or aluminum. I do this myself. Diners can also limit exposure by avoiding oily food, high-temperature food, we're talking about fried food people, and taking food out of wrappers right away so that it has less contact time with any of these food chemicals. And wherever possible, customers should avoid disposable packaging. And if you're dining in, it's not necessary to use paper plates, right? Some restaurants do not provide regular dishes for logistical reasons, but from the perspective of reducing exposure to chemicals in food packaging, it's actually encouraged that restaurants even use more regular dishes. So, more reasons to avoid processed food, fast food, because we're being hit with exposure to carcinogens, gender benders, because a lot of these are xenoestrogens in the environment. These chemicals may also promote a high cholesterol, obesity, and don't forget, a lot of these chemicals, gender benders, toxins, they're stored in our fat. That's also a cause of obesity. These toxic elements in the environment are also responsible for immune suppression in humans and shown also in animal studies. More reasons to avoid the processed foods. I thank you for joining me once again in another edition of Layla Weighs In on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients every day here at the Hoffman Center. If you require a nutrition consult with me, but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.